Chapter 6. About My Grandma. Grandma always looked after me when Mom and Dad were at work. We spent a lot of time playing and learning. She stayed at our apartment during the week after Dad died, while Mom was going around Manhattan putting up pictures of Dad. We watched TV together, made cakes, and went for lots of long walks in the park. One day, while she was looking at something in the park, I hid from her. I liked the way it felt to have someone looking for me, calling my name. Oscar! Oscar! Well, I don't think that I liked it. I needed it at that moment. I followed her without her seeing me, and I saw her begin to panic. She was crying and running around, shouting my name again and again. I still didn't tell her where I was, because I knew that she would laugh a lot later when she found out it was a joke. I watched her as she started to walk home, knowing that she had lost me probably forever. I ran a different way and got to the apartment building before her. Then, I hid behind the front door and jumped out the moment she arrived. I laughed and laughed. But she didn't laugh. Instead, she stared hard at me and started to say something. Then she stopped. She turned around and silently went across the street to her apartment. Later, when I looked across the street, I saw something on her window. I used my binoculars to see what it was, and it was a note that said in big letters, "Don't go away." We didn't talk about it, but since that day, when we go on walks, she makes us play a game. She calls my name every few minutes, and I have to call back and say, "I'm okay." We've spent a lot of time together over the years, especially since Dad died. She tells the same stories about Grandpa again and again, and I tell her about my inventions and the boys at school who are horrible to me. But I never told her about the lock mission. When I got home after visiting the first two blacks on the first day of the lock mission, I went over to Grandma's apartment. That's what I did every Saturday afternoon while Mom was working. I walked up the 72 steps and rang the doorbell. She didn't answer, which was unusual. So I opened the door, because she always leaves it unlocked, which probably isn't safe. As I walked in, I saw her coming toward the door. I thought her eyes looked a bit red. "Oscar," she said, and she lifted me off the ground with a huge hug. "What were you doing?" I asked.
"I was in the other room talking to the renter. What about you? What have you been doing?"
I didn't tell her about the lock mission or about any of the other things that happened between that day and a year later when I dug up Dad's empty coffin. I don't know why I didn't tell her. It gives me incredibly heavy boots now to think that I didn't. The next weekend, I continued the lock mission. I followed my rule and kept the mission a secret from Mom. I used to tell her, "I'm going out, I'll be back later." But she never asked me any questions. That was really strange because usually she worried about me a lot. Had she fallen in love with Ron and started to forget about me? when I left our apartment to go searching for the lock, I became a little lighter because I was getting closer to Dad. But I also became a little heavier because I wasn't close to Mom. The next person I went to see was Abe Black in Coney Island. I'm good at walking, but I knew I couldn't walk that far, so I used some of my birthday money to take a cab. Abe Black was friendly. He wanted me to go on a roller coaster with him, but, of course, I'm incredibly panicky about roller coasters.
It would be really sad to die without riding on my favorite roller coaster, he told me.
In the end, I agreed. We sat in the first car, and we went down as fast as a rocket. I felt the wind against my face. It was fun, but it was also sad. It made me think about the people who had jumped from the World Trade Center before it fell down. Had they felt the wind in their faces like this? I enjoyed meeting Abe. It was almost a wonderful day, except that Abe didn't know anything about the key or Dad. At the end of my time with him, he said,
Hey, I have to drive to Manhattan now, so do you want to ride with me?
I don't get in cars with strangers. And how did you know I was going to Manhattan? I said.
I'm not a stranger, and I don't know how I knew.